Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hey, gigglers. Before we start Giggly Squad today, I wanted to address something from last week's podcast. I described an actor's skin tone when describing his appearance, and I realize now how that could be offensive. And so I wanted to take time to sincerely apologize to anyone that I may have offended. It was not my intention, and I recognize what I said was wrong. I am completely committed to learning and growing, so I just wanted to take time today and sincerely apologize for my words from last week. So I'm very sorry.
Because we are the Giggly Squad and we are a team, I also want to apologize for not saying anything in the moment. But as the Giggly Squad, we own our shit and we are committed to continue to learn, also to unlearn and continue to grow. And in our journey to educate ourselves, we discovered this amazing documentary called Dark Girls by Bill Duke and Dee Chance and Berry. It's beautifully made, and we just can't recommend it enough, especially if you want to further educate yourself. But now that we're talking about shit we're watching.
Yeah.
And I love recommending documentaries. The more documentaries, the better. It's basically reality TV, but like slightly more informative.
Just like a hinge. Or a tinge. Whatever. A small amount.
A dollop.
Yeah.
I actually watched this documentary on Netflix called Anita. Are you familiar with who Anita is?
I am not.
She's basically like this huge star in Brazil. But the interesting thing about her is like she literally manages herself. Like, you know how there's people who have teams where like they're just like responding, right, like, okay, my manager said this, my agent said this. She literally goes from like performing to then going in the meeting, and she's ripping up papers of pitches from brands, and like she's like, I don't like this, this is terrible. But what I love about her is her whole thing is about shaking her ass.
I mean, I feel like this girl's your new best friend.
I know, like I'm literally like, this is what I want to be.
You.
I just want to shake my ass and then be a
and
boss.
Get paid. My goal in life is like when I show up to a meeting that people are like, oh shit, Paige is here. Like, get on your shit because she's
right
not
now,
fucking
how do you
around.
Think people feel?
Oh my God, Paige. Didn't know you were going to show up.
No, I literally people are like, oh, Paige made it on time.
I didn't know Paige was even included in this meeting. Interesting. Weird flex, but okay, here she is.
Paige, take yourself off mute again. Paige, we could see you looking at picking out outfits during the meeting.
They're like, Paige, please don't put your lip gloss on in the camera. This is, it's not a mirror. It's not.
Also, we need a dress for shit we're watching. The Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion just dropped. And let's just say.
Trailer.
Sorry, the trailer.
Yeah. You got too into the voice that you forgot.
I forgot what I was saying. Fine. I was just enjoying sounds like Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
Or the other one. I love them all. Yeah, Joe Gorga. When Joe Gorga fell and tripped on, like, slipped on that vacation, it was the most adorable fucking thing I've ever seen.
It was such an iconic moment.
Oh, he's just such a butterball. I love him so much. But he gets fucking heated. He is a little firecracker.
Yeah, he is. I what would is your not opinion? Want to see him, man.
What's your opinion on
that? Love him. Love.
No, like of the whole trailer.
I think quite possibly, in my humble opinion, the best trailer Bravo has ever put out for a Housewives series.
Wait, that's like a really bold statement. That's a very
It's a really bold statement. And I stick by it. It's a whole different Teresa, like, and I'm excited for it.
Oh, I know.
At the end, when she's fighting with Joe and Melissa about something, and I can't wait to see what it's about, something about Joe Giudice, mm-hmm. and she's not saying anything. Mm-hmm. Intrigued, obsessed.
This is why Jersey is up there with Potomac. It's because there's actual family drama. Family drama is next fucking level, and it's so deep, and they know how to push each other's buttons. And Teresa has always been one of the best housewives of all time, but she always mm-hmm. has this fucking dude who she was married to who is holding her down. And now that he's gone,
right.
I feel like she is going to blossom.
And just be way more herself.
Yes, but clearly there is still some stuff going on with him that's going to potentially hold her back.
Which, like, how could there not be? You know? Like, you're married to this guy. You have four children with him. Also, Jennifer and, like, drinking. Did you see her, like, literally fall to the ground?
She was, like, pouring water and missing her mouth. It's so interesting. Jennifer is fascinating to me because she's only wears Chanel, and her literal Instagram bio says, "I'm married to a plastic surgeon." Like, she loves the, like, materialistic shit and how she comes across. But then she will black out on camera. She does not
black
care.
Out. It's almost, I feel like she should come to Summer House. Like, I mean, I feel like she would drink us under the table.
Jennifer, like, you're invited because the technique I saw of you blacking out was
it's
on
something
par.
We recognize.
We yeah, recognize we it and we accept it. And you're accepted in the house at any time.
Also, Margaret looks phenomenal.
Oh my God, Margaret.
And
gorgeous.
She gets into a huge fight with Joe.
No, well, that made me really upset because I love Margaret and Joe. And I hate to be that person like that's like upset when other relationships get into fights because it's like not my relationship. I shouldn't put that on them. However, he is the most supportive, cutest thing ever. She actually adorable. Went on my podcast, Burning in Hell, and I asked her something, and she said something very powerful to me. I said, "Marge, do you regret cheating on your husband with Joe?" And she said, "Hannah, what I have to say is no. I was meant to have children with my other husband. He was meant for that. And Joe was meant for this time in my life. Love stories come at different times." And I literally was like, that's how society has to think of relationships. It's not this fucking fairy tale. Some guys are meant to be the father of your children and some are not. I mean, Teresa probably agreed with that too. Like, she wouldn't
that's
have fucking
so true.
Melania and like the amazing daughters that she has if it wasn't for Joe. There's a lot of Joes on this show. So people
there's
who don't
a lot
watch.
Of Joes.
I just realized that. You just say Joe and people be like, yeah, I'm here.
It's such a testament to, like, Italian families, too. Like, everyone has the same name.
Also, the fight, there has to be, like, mozzarella being thrown around, olive oil spilled everywhere.
And there's just also something about watching, like, Italian families fight because it's so much more explosive than, like, your typical Connecticut family who's like, I didn't like that. Thank you. Like, well, we are,
like
throwing
Dallas
things.
Fights. Dallas is, like... Tiffany, the new housewife, was trying to get them
to
all...
Oh, I haven't watched any of this. Is it good?
I need to watch. I watched a clip.
I need to
She's trying to get them all to eat chicken feet.
Oh.
And she's like, Cameron, are you going to eat it? And she's like, yes, girl, I'm about to try it out. Don't worry about me. Yes, girl, I swear I'm going to try it. Like, when she really wants to be like, bitch, I don't want to try this.
Yeah.
But, like, they're so polite when they fight. Like, yes, girl, I heard what you said. Thank you. Where Italians, when they're having a normal conversation, it sounds like they're fighting.
Yes.
So when they're
like
actually
the
fighting, it's like World War IV.
Right. Like the amount of times in like a very loving conversation with my brother that I'm like, fuck you, is like not normal. You know?
Also, the way Italians get into a conversation, you don't wait for someone to finish. You just raise your voice louder.
Yeah. It's who's ever louder wins. Everyone knows that.
I always say like if I pause to then like respond to you, it means I'm not listening. Like, if you talk to me and I don't jump on you and interrupt you, it means I'm not listening.
If I'm not thinking of my next comeback and not even listening to you, I don't give a fuck about our friendship. No. Like, I don't care.
No.
If I'm listening and hearing you out, like, I'm thinking about an outfit that I'm putting together in my head. So know that.
Two people talking at the same time is love and passion in the Italian culture.
It really is.
And New York City in general.
I'm so excited for New Jersey. I also am, like, in the midst of catching up on Salt Lake City.
What's your opinions?
I have so many of them. You can just kind of tell what everyone's, not problem is, but, like, what their, like, personality is. Like, Heather, I really like Heather. Mm-hmm. I think she's just, like, genuinely sweet and nice.
She's also funny.
She's very funny, and she just wants to be loved. Yeah. Like, she just wants to
be loved.
That's
why I think in the beginning when Lisa kind of was like, I don't know her from college, she was, like, broken.
Yeah, like, her feelings were just genuinely hurt. Like, you know, and she wants to be, like, the other girls, like Lisa and Meredith, where they can kind of be, like, too cool for school. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, Lisa and Meredith are the cool ones. Mm-hmm. Jen wants to be in, like, the popular clique. But she's really friends with Heather. And, like, Heather's like, yo, what? Like, why do you want to be friends with them so bad? Like, who cares? Oh, like, God, you're mean to me.
That's the underlying reason there's fighting. But there's also Whitney. And I feel like Whitney's the girl that, like, has a little too much fun at the parties on the weekends. So then when you get to school on Monday, you're like, we love her. But, like, she did tear open her groin when she was doing splits over the weekend and then blacked out.
Which is another reason why she's also invited to the summer house.
You need to come to the summer house, open invite. We will get a stripper pole for you.
We should start, like, some type of segment, like, invited to the summer house and or not. Like, could they hang at the summer house? Or, you know, like, Whitney definitely could.
I also think that Whitney, yeah, she, like, doesn't care what the other girls think of her. Like, she just wants to have a good time. And I feel like her and her husband have a, like, hot relationship.
And I'm so happy that Bravo took a chance and casted Mary, because she's so fucking quirky. And there's something about it that I'm just like, I love it. Like, you're so you.
There's a lot of questions about Mary, because they were like, you work as for the church, but you have money like you are the head CEO of a finance company.
I'll never understand it. I'll never understand, like, we talked about, like, I was just going to say Scientology. Oh, my God. We can't do that again.
You can't. Nope. Nope.
Don't get involved. Hillsong, like, the guy Carl, who was, like, the head of it, who got in trouble because he cheated on his wife and all of that, whatever. Like, I'll just never understand how, like, they're rich and, like, live in, like, these great houses in L.A. Like, I don't understand how Mary has just, like, closets and closets.
It kind of reminds me
Prada.
Of every episode of HGTV where they're like, hi, like, I'm a dog sitter.
My wife rescues butterflies. Our price range is a mere 3 to 5 mil. We don't work. But we want something beachy. We want something beachy with a downtown vibe. You know, it's like, it doesn't exist. You can't have beachy with a downtown vibe.
Do you watch
You don't
TV?
Have a job.
Do you watch
okay.
it?
I had a moment the other night. I'm actually really happy you brought this up, because I've had yet to tell anyone about it. Mm. I had a moment the other night when I was laying in bed and I was trying to figure out something to watch on Netflix. And I watched a full, like, trailer for, like, this home renovation show. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this looks amazing. I'm putting this on immediately. Yeah. And then I stopped and I was like, you're can't. Because then I will officially
be an adult.
Be an adult who's single, lives alone. I will be looking up what cat to rescue.
I was about to say, you know what's next. You need a cat. And if you guys want to adopt animals, Southampton Animal Shelter. there's the cutest cat named Bowie, who has a blue eye and a green eye, and he's deaf, and he is so affectionate and cute, and, like, you kind of need him.
I'm not saying no. You know, it's just where,
like,
I am in my
your
life.
Your aesthetic would just bump up with a gorgeous white cat with different color eyes.
I don't know. I kind of want one of those, like, leopard ones. If I just had a leopard cat roaming around my apartment, you couldn't tell me anything.
A Bengal kitten. But this is the problem. Apparently, Bengal kittens, like, they're actually, like, crazy. Like, but I feel like you're crazy, so.
I mean, could it kill me in my sleep? I don't know. I like the excitement.
You also kind of look like a cat. Like, I know people said you look like a cricket, but like,
yeah,
you look like a cricket fucked a cat.
I've also gotten that I look like a spider. And I'm like, you've never seen a spider's face, but like, we'll take it because I feel like indirectly you're saying I have long eyelashes. So thank you.
I just have to say you've never lived down your green screen fuck up.
Never.
Of Summer House season 3. Paige's fingers are very long. And with the green screen, they made them like look even thinner. And this bitch,
I looked like an alien,
went viral for looking like she had spider fingers.
It looked like something Army Hammer would chop up, throw a little barbecue sauce on, and love. Okay?
What a great segue. No, we're going to get into Army Hammer shortly, yeah. But I do want to ask you really quickly. You're moving into a new apartment. Do you know how to decorate an apartment? Do you know what aesthetic you want for this? Because I know you've decorated yours, but like, you're going to have a new one. Like, what's your new kind of look? Because I know you don't stay with an aesthetic for too long.
So here's the thing. My first apartment, which I have lived in this apartment for almost 5 years now, which is crazy. It's a studio apartment. It's like I've lived by myself. I love this apartment. I'm so sad to leave. I purposely made it so girly. Like, it literally looks like Polly Pocket came in here and just threw up everywhere. My couch is purple. Like, I have gold. I have a pink neon sign. Like, it's so girly. And I was like, I'll never be able to decorate like this in my adult life. Like, I'm excited. I didn't live in a dorm room. I like didn't get the excitement of that. So like, my apartment's very girly.
Did you live at home during college?
I did.
Okay, continue. Makes a lot of sense. Explains a lot.
It does. Why I'm such a wild child. Now, moving into my new apartment, one of my best friends from college, her name is Hollis Loudon Puig. Follow her on Instagram. She's an interior designer. She's amazing. She is like so like, I don't even know how to describe her style, but she can like tailor her job obviously to everyone's style, because I'm like a little bit more like sleek and want things like all white and monochromatic and just like vibey.
Is your apartment going to look like Kim Kardashian's house where there's literally nothing in it but a bed?
So
and
we're
a
doing
chair.
This thing where it's no furniture.
And you pay like $10,000 to get it designed.
And she's just going to find me like one drawing that is $4 million. And that will be the centerpiece. No, but she does like such cool things with like, there's maybe like a leopard rug and like a green velvet couch. You know, like, I just want her to come in, walk into the space.
Well, people,
and help.
Even if you have an eye for fashion, like, home decor is still
I don't
so,
have an eye for home decor.
It's so different. But you have
it's
to
so
like,
different.
Watch HGTV shows, do Pinterest boards. I don't know what people fucking do. But then it's like how you do outfits. You're looking at outfits all the time. So you're ingesting it and you know what to reference in your head. Well, right now, like, same with me. I was opposite. You're like, I want to be really girly. I was like, I'm not going to live here. I haven't bought this apartment. I'm probably going to move in a year. It looked like a hospital room. Mary from Salt Lake City would have walked in and been like, smells like hospital. And guys would come in and be like, is this a, like,
did you just move in?
Yeah.
Like, I've been here.
I literally looked like a fuckboy's apartment. Maybe that's why they felt comfortable. That's why I attracted fuckboys. But anyway, I'm excited for your journey to decorate.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to bring everyone along on it. I'm definitely going to hire some type of organization company to come in and like do it. And this is where it stays. My mom is really jealous about that because she's usually my organizer. And she's like, you're just like, I feel like you're replacing me. And like, you don't need me anymore. I'm like, mother.
Have you watched the home edit on Netflix?
Was that might have been the commercial that I was watching.
It's like they did Khloe Kardashian's like pantry or something. They did Reese Witherspoon something. Each episode a celeb.
No.
You should put it on just in the background. I put it on so I feel
you just
productive.
Want me to rescue a cat.
You need to rescue a cat with this in the background. So they do this thing that I actually love, is that they organize things based on color.
Yeah, I do that with my clothes. I have one like crazy pet peeve.
What?
All of my hangers need to be the same type of hanger. Like, I can have the pink felt hangers and then like a white plastic hanger. Mm-hmm. Absolutely get it out of here. Like, mm-hmm. I'll freak out. Mm-hmm. So like all my hangers right now are all different shades of pink, and it's giving me anxiety. Like, yeah. I need them to all be one color. And so like once I move in, I'm also going to do like a huge purge, which I cannot wait for. Like, I just don't fit in my apartment anymore. The amount of clothes I have is egregious. Like, it's...
Wow, that was a huge word.
Thank you. I, like, you know, been flirting with people that went to Ivy League. So I'm, like, picking things up.
Went to Ivy League.
He went to some type of Ivy, I believe. And, like, I'm just trying to be smarter. Anyway.
You're, like, some... He's, like, goes to these plant schools.
So anyway, so I'm very excited to move into a new apartment. It's happening very soon. And I'm just like, I'm so ready for like the next chapter in my life. Not to sound so cliche, but like,
no,
I'm so ready.
Change is fucking good. That's our mental health moment. Also, what I want to say for mental health moment is I used to just have my home base as just like this place that I would just go and throw my shit on and then leave. And I realized like your home needs to be your sanctuary. Like the colors
so
have to
true.
Be like pleasing for you. The like the touch, like the senses, the couch, it has to feel happy because that is your base. You can't go home to your parents all the time.
This past week, I was like not feeling well. If someone walked into my apartment this past week, they would have either been like, one, she's a hoarder, or two, she's battling a deep depression, like a deep one. We should check on her.
One of two is correct.
Pretty much both. I couldn't even flip my FaceTime camera to show my mom because she would have passed away.
Was there food on the ground?
Oh, was there food on the ground? There was food everywhere, all over my table. And then there were piles of clothes everywhere on my floor. And I was like, this is disgusting. I can't. I put them all on my bed.
Yep.
I got too tired.
Yep.
I moved a spot and I slept on my bed with it. It was disgusting. And I can't believe I just admitted that to all of the gigglers. But it's also part of the mental health moment because... your space, it was making me more anxious, and then I couldn't get out of bed. I was like, it's so messy that I can't get out of bed, but that's why I can't get out of bed, because it's so messy.
Oh my God, you nailed it. Once I heard from a tennis coach that like the state of your room is the state of your mind.
So, oh, well, this week it was.
But I also,
it was checking in to some type of rehab facility.
But also don't act like this was like so off course for you, because I'm pretty sure over the summer you'd fall asleep with your phone in your hand and your Mexican takeout in like a little curled position, like it was your baby. Like,
and that's just a little bit about me.
and that's your dating profile.
And
I would take photos. Like, it was so fun to see what position she fell asleep in. Like, you literally look like you're taking a selfie while protecting a quesadilla.
Not all heroes wear capes, okay? I don't know what to tell you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup,
Their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets, like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless, and they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion, or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt, and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Oh my God. Let's do some fucking front page news.
Oh my God. Let's do the news.
Because we've been getting a lot of DMs about a particular story and everyone's asking me like, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay?
Okay, I don't think I told the Gigglers. I know I told you a couple weeks ago, and I didn't want to say anything prematurely because, like, you never know what could happen. A couple weeks ago, the one and only Armie Hammer popped up on my Raya, and I don't even remember what his profile looked like because I hearted that shit so fucking quickly. Spoiler alert, we did not match. I'll check right now, but I'm pretty sure, like, he's definitely off of social media. Yep. As I thought, zero matches. So that happened. And then all of a sudden, all of this started to come out about Armie Hammer. two girls basically were showing DMs.
Who were the two girls? Was it his ex-girlfriends or like a random girl?
It was like random girls. It wasn't that the most recent ex-girlfriend that we always talk about, the girl Paige, that it was not her. But she did retweet things like saying, yeah, he like is emotionally abusive. So here are some highlights. He wanted to cut off a girl's toes, put them in his pocket, so he could walk around with a piece of her all day long.
Like his property.
Sure.
Sure. Are the toes pedicured?
God, I hope so.
He does not, all I have to say, he does not want my tennis toes. He's like, this is not the kind of toe I wanted to put in my in my pocket. It's very nubby and smells like athlete's foot.
He wanted to cut a girl's rib out, barbecue it, eat it. He admitted he's in these messages, he's 100% a cannibal. This one girl said that she one time had a cut on her finger and all he wanted to do was suck her finger and like suck the blood and lick it. Now there's a bunch of people being like, don't kink shame. Ma'am. I think it's past the little light choking and hair pulling.
Wait, when he said like he actually ate a heart before, was he serious? We don't know. We don't know.
I don't.
Okay, so I had my live show the other day and I had Chris Burns, aka Fat Carrie Bradshaw, and Blakely Thornton,
okay,
who are two of my best gay guy friends. And I said, what do we think of the Armie Hammel debacle? And they go, straight people are adorable that they are like freaking out about this.
No, he's
like,
fucking way.
It was so funny, Paige. They were like, this is the least freaky thing we'd see on Grindr. Like, this is nothing. Straight people are fucking prudes. And they were like, Armie Hammer would be like just popular on Grindr.
Here's the thing. If it was, look, I totally believe these women that are like, he's emotionally abusive. Of course he's 6'5 and he's a multimillionaire and he's fucking hot. He's emotionally abusive. I could have told you that. Yep. A mile away. Yep. That's why he was my number one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If some of like the sexual acts, which like most of the girls did say like the sexual acts were consensual. If that's true, like, okay. Like you guys are like, you did that. But if it was like a forced thing, then yeah,
oh, yeah,
unacceptable.
Yeah.
But
what you
for
said
sure
is so right. Like, he's 6'5", hot, famous, rich, clear narcissist.
Yeah.
At what point do the dirty texts go too far? And like, when does it become like, how many of these girls were like, that's fucking weird, but it's super cool telling my friends I'm fucking Armie Hammer.
Right?
Like, you feel like you're signing a deal with the devil.
For
like,
sure.
Okay, I'll let this guy suck my period blood, but no, I'm just kidding. But who knows?
That's, oh wow, that I bet honestly, Armie Hammer was so into that. The one girl was like, when she was describing it, she was like, look, I was intoxicated by him. He's fucking gorgeous. He's yeah. Armie Hammer. He comes in.
He's saying some weird shit, but
he's like, he grooms you so quickly. And she was like, and I didn't realize it until I was so deep in it, because in the beginning, he makes you feel like he's never felt like this about a girl.
Yeah.
And he can't believe he met you.
Classic
and he can't believe he feels like this.
Love bombing.
And she said he would call her, like text her 100 times a day,
yep,
wants to be with her 24/7,
yep,
then would do this weird shit. And then she was basically taking care of him because he made girls feel like, I need you to survive. So you get like addicted to someone.
So besides the weird texts, what was like the emotional abuse they were saying? That he was just like dominating them and would like control them, like a
just like very, very controlling.
Yeah.
Like wants to know what you're doing 24/7.
But he was like married for a while, right?
10 years.
So was this all happening during his marriage?
This is all happening during his marriage. His wife was just he also, people are coming back with like articles that he's like previously done. And he said in one of them, he was like, look, you know, like when you're dating someone, like the sex is a little bit kinkier and then you get married and like you can't pull your wife's hair. First of all, fuck off, Armie Hammer. If my husband's not pulling my hair, like get out of my face. So like it makes me believe that he just had like such a double life because he was like, I'm not going to do this to the mother of my children, or like I know she wouldn't be into it. Mm-hmm. But then there was other girls that came out and were like, he said all of that crazy stuff, but we never went further than like your typical choke, you know?
Oh, so it's like more his like fantasy that like turns him on talking about it, but he's not like actually trying to cut your rib out.
Yeah, like he's yeah. I mean, there was one girl that said he did like hold a knife to her while they were having sex. And like a lot of the girls were saying like he was always drinking really heavily. He was always doing drugs. So I wonder if like that if he did more drugs or drank more, he got crazier. Like he didn't know his limit.
So it sounds like he was.
It sounds like he needs round the clock therapy just to like see what's going on.
But you know? It's such an interesting conversation of like you ever be attracted to a guy and then you like start hooking up with them and they like turn into kind of a werewolf and you're like, ew, I don't like this like sex side to you.
I was just gonna ask you, have you ever been with someone and you're like, not into this?
Okay, I am not into spitting. Like I think I like it's my one thing. Like I don't even like my own spit. Like I don't like it. And there was this sexy Australian guy I was hooking up with, and everything's good. And then he literally like
spit.
It was like he was gonna go down on me, and he kind of like hawked a loogie, and then like let it drip all the way down, like it was gonna hit me, and then like it hit my vagina.
Okay.
And I was like, I need to go.
Mom, turn the podcast off for a second. Interesting. Oh my God. It's so interesting sometimes because like you're so much more sexually open, like in everyday life, but you're actually very conservative. Where I feel like I'm not gonna say I want someone to do that to me out loud. But if someone did that, I'm going on the second. Let's just say I'm probably going on the second date. I mean, I'm doing the next date.
Paige, also, I'm just going to say choking, mm-hmm. not my thing.
Yeah, Hannah hates choking. Here's the thing about that.
I love how you know I hate choking.
She hates it. It's crazy how I know that you hate that. A lot of guys do it wrong. Do not crush...
The windpipe.
Do not crush my windpipe. Thank you. My esophagus is right there. I do need it for a lot of things.
Yes.
It's the side. It's your index finger and your thumb. Lightly squeeze it. Yeah. Not fucking rocket science.
Also, like, I like if you push on my chest a little. I like if you, like, grab my face.
I'm a big face grabber. Yeah, I like when you, like, grab my head.
And it is an interesting conversation, especially if a guy's fucking drunk and just doing random shit to you, like not okay. But you're in a relationship understanding like what kinks he likes and what you're into, because you do not just want to be doing kinks because he likes it. I had a girl come on who like a guy loved her peeing on him.
That, okay, I draw a line there.
So she would chug all this Pedialyte on the subway while she was going to his place. Because it's like, you don't naturally, like, want to pee on someone. So you have to be, like, bursting.
I mean, you get pee shy, for sure.
And I'm not saying that a kink is immediately associated with, like, kind of a weird emotional attachment or whatever. But she said this guy was, like, super narcissistic, super controlling. And, like, sometimes maybe your kinks play out some stuff that you haven't worked with on,
like they manifest in
but then also some kinks are just fucking kink. Actually, I don't know anything about kinks, so like again, we are just talking shit on it. However,
here's Army the thing,
just because a guy is hot does not mean that he's going to make you comfortable in bed.
And they're like, gonna say going to make you cum.
And that is 2021. Just because a guy is hot does not mean he's gonna make you cum. And I just, for Army Hammer being reckless, like.
It's just, it's so crazy. He's also supposed to star in a movie with Jennifer Lopez, like this like rom-com, whatever. So they're quickly trying to recast him. He made a statement that was like, these accusations are crazy. And like, now I have to stay with my kids because I'm like scared for them. And I think Lionsgate is the one doing the movie, is like being super supportive. And whatever.
Oh, he can't do the movie because he needs to stay with his kids.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, a PR nightmare.
Please protect your children. What are you going to do? Take a machete and protect your kids? Like, this isn't a jungle.
It's just so crazy. I'd love to know. I mean, I feel so bad for his wife, too, because one, she's probably just so fucking embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could not imagine. And they
seem so. I wonder
if
she fucking knew. Like, you know how, like, motherly instincts, like, you deep down know, but you don't want to know?
I'm sure she knew, like, he's definitely, like, cheating at some point, like, and it just got too much. I think the only way he comes back from this is they reboot Hannibal Lecter. I mean, I don't know. Like, is he, his career's done, right?
Someone wrote,
like,
something
he's
funny.
Done.
They were like, so he won't fuck a peach, but he will cut your heart out and eat it.
Men are so interesting these days. I mean, when this happened, really, this is how narcissistic I am. When this all happened, I was like, I have so much paperwork to do now. He was my number one. I have to run numbers. Like,
yep.
I have to reconfigure my entire list.
I always
list.
Thought the guy was a creep. I always thought he was
you
a
did.
Creep.
I've
said
That's
it multiple
crazy.
Times.
That's crazy. You did.
And he's also physically my type. I love a 6'5", blue-eyed dude.
You had a weird instinct that you were just like, I don't know.
I don't like him. Something sexually weird with him.
I'm really glad that my manifestation, like, kind of fucked up a little.
Yeah, because
it got to the there
wrong
with like
page.
It went to the wrong page, yep. But I had some type of guardian angel that was like, let's put you this way.
Some guardian angel was like,
you've been through a
right
lot
now.
You've been through a lot, and why don't we keep your blood in your veins. Thank you.
But how many guys in Hollywood right now have like weird fucking kinks? Like, I could see Brad Pitt having kinks, allegedly. I could see, I mean, Johnny Depp for sure has kinks, allegedly.
For sure. I feel like there's a few things that, like, I just would not fuck with. Like, peeing, absolutely not. Get out of my face. Do not go anywhere near my feet. I don't want it.
But there's something to be said about if it, like, the guy is so turned on by it that's, like, pleasurable to turn a guy on that I'd be
right.
like if a guy wanted you to put your finger in his butthole. Or, like, lick his butthole.
I don't
loved
know.
It. 'Cause guys,
I don't know
their prostate,
if I could do
it. It makes
it.
Their orgasm so much better.
Okay. That, hard no. No.
What if he's like, you're the one I want to marry. And, like, we'd have the most wild sex. Like,
I'd have to really love him. We'd have to be so in love. But I don't think, I've never been asked to do, like, anything crazy like that.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of guys who do some like crazy things, like have harnesses and like,
yeah,
you know, remote control.
The guy like electrifies people.
Yeah. Remote control things. And I'm like, whatever, if that works for you, mazel tov.
But it's like finding the right fit. And it's like when a guy is so powerful, like army, it could be tough because you're like, I want to enjoy this. I wish I did, because then I could be with Army Hammer. But also he's fucking married.
The craziest part isn't that he cheated on his wife for 10 years.
I know that. That's
like, we're past that.
Everyone's disregarding that.
Yeah, we're disregarding that.
I was
that.
Like, who are these women?
They literally separated in 2020. They got married in 2010. Like, he was with one girl, I think, for like 4 years. Like,
holy shit. Do you know that this stuff has been out for a while?
About Army?
Yeah, like, I remember seeing little text messages and stuff, but like nothing caught on. And I really think this week in particular, people are really shook by the Capitol riots. People are, there's a spike in Corona. So people are just like Aleria, why do you think that blew up? If we were working and life was normal, do you really think that story would have blown the fuck up and every comedian would have done a different video being like, I'm from Boston? No. Like this week in particular, that Army Hammer stuff has been just floating around the internet. Like,
do you know who's behind
was
all
like,
of it?
It's time.
You Who? Know who's? Kris Jenner. You know, she's like, look,
speaking
we need
of,
something.
Is there any update with the divorce?
So I've been looking at articles, and one article that the Daily Mail put out was like, it's fine, like they have no bad blood, like they're totally cordial, and I'm like, their PR is amazing. And then I saw another article that was like, they're already divorced. Like someone said, like they like pretty sure like she's filing or has filed and it just hasn't come out yet. But let me just touch on quickly how good she's been looking in her Instagram. Like, I feel like she's almost like I've loved Kim Kardashian. I don't care what anyone says. I have always loved her. I have always respected her. Like, I don't give a shit how she got famous. I like her. Mm-hmm. And like her style is something that I've always watched just because I like to watch celebrity style and I actually love watching it evolve and change. Her style in the beginning was very like normal girl, like,
yep,
you know, like jeans and like a t-shirt.
She had side bangs.
Yeah, like with like a big belt and she wore juicy sweats and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when she started dating Kanye, her style significantly changed. And I liked the way it changed. She was a little bit more monochromatic and like sleek and whatever. I almost feel like she's kind of getting back a little bit to who she was because she's wearing like a headband and like big hoop earrings.
Oh my God, no, I was about to say, people found a photo and they were like, this jacket Kanye would never approve.
Yeah, like, and it just, she almost, there's something about when you break up with someone, whether it was like a good relationship or not, that you kind of like go back into like how you were before in like a good way, like you get back to your personality and you can look better. Like I had a lot of people when I was like post breakup come up to me and be like, you look like a little different. Like, mm-hmm. did you do something? And I was like, no, I just think I feel like,
well,
I'm making the right decisions.
Like a fucking phoenix, and you're back to like that solo person of like when it was just you alone at night with your own thoughts. But you are right. You're evolved. Like you're not that one before. And but imagine a guy controlling what you wear. Like I'm not saying he controlled it, but
like if I had to ask,
I've had boyfriends comment and be like, I like when you wear this shirt, or like, I don't like when you wear that, and kind of pisses me off.
If any guys are listening to our podcast, the number one way for me to become obsessed with you is just to be like, wow, you have a fire outfit on right now. Let's see what's next. Oh my God, Hannah. Oh my God, Hannah. Okay, what? So this next story, I literally had to keep my mouth shut on the phone with Hannah because I wanted her initial reaction to be on the podcast. Azealia Banks is trending on Twitter. Started on Tuesday morning because there was a video that she posted on Instagram in which appears to be she dug her cat up from the backyard. Her cat passed away. She dug up his remains.
No.
And she boiled it.
No. Mm-hmm. Wait, is she dating Armie Hammer? Wait, no. No. How long has this cat been dead?
Like kind of maybe like a year. No, I don't know. I don't know.
What, she boiled?
Okay, so like there's a video. I'll send you the video of her taking a bag out of the ground and being like, oh kitty. And then the next video is like dirt in like a pan, in like a pot, and her stirring it with a wooden spoon, and you can see like a skull.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Is this some like witchcraft?
I don't know.
She's
it's
trying
fucking
to like, bring
insane.
It back?
Now, like, I think that's crazier than Armie Hammer wanting to cut my finger off and put it in his fucking pocket. You know, like go off if that's don't do it. But like, if you think about it, fine. I don't know. We need some like good news. Let's do some good news since we're reconfiguring my famous people list.
Yes.
Post Malone donated 10,000 of his sold-out Crocs to frontline workers.
I love him so much. That's why I'm him for Halloween every year.
It's your best costume ever. I love him. Like, I love everything about him. My mom, I was on FaceTime with my mom the other day, and I was talking about Post Malone because, like, I have to tell her. And my dad was like, who is that? And she goes, do you want to see who your daughter loves? He has face tattoos.
Do you want to see who your daughter
loves? I was like, Mom, this is not serious. Like, I'm not actually going to date Post Malone, but I do love him. I thought that was a nice story. And my last story is...
That was nice. I mean, besides the Crocs part, that was nice.
Crocs are really in right now, Hannah. And I actually think that we are going to get involved. We'll talk about it offline, but we're gonna
okay,
have
that
a,
was manifestation at
we're gonna
finest.
Have a moment, and I think that like we might get a pair of Crocs and we might wear them with sweatpants. I'm very open to look if it's a trend. Like I want to be in it, you know. I want to be cool.
But will it be trendy in the summer when like you take it off and you have spots on your foot because of a weird tan line?
No, that's why we're going to do it like springtime. We're going to wear like tube socks with it and
love.
We're going to wear sweatpants and crop tops.
Do you have any rules for tube socks?
I don't think so. I feel like this is a trick question.
What would dad do? I just bought some and I just want to make sure I don't break a rule.
No, I wear them with sweatpants.
Do you wear it over?
I wear them
your
with skirts. So my friend Dominique does, and for some reason hers always look good. Mine, I never look good. I look like I'm like in 1815 and I'm like delivering the paper. Like, I don't know. Like, I look like a young apprentice boy. Like a young apprentice. I don't know. It's so such a weird look. I just ordered some on Amazon. I got like a pair of Nike, like a couple pair of Nike ones, and then just like regular white ones. They are great though, especially if you're wearing like high heel boots. Like, you need a tube sock.
Amazing. And I love them with like Nike Air Maxes or Air Force Ones.
Love, love, love. Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally. Plus, they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And this is my last story, like, quickly. Tom Girardi is, his brother has filed a declaration for, I can't believe he's, Tom is 81, for involuntary bankruptcy case brought by creditors claiming he's suffering from short-term memory loss and needs a conservatorship.
Okay, Britney Spears.
Tom is good. Tom is good.
But, like, what's the bankruptcy part?
Well, he has to file bankruptcy. He filed bankruptcy because, like, he owes so many people money. And, like, didn't pay, like, his old partner, didn't
honestly,
pay, like, people from lawsuits.
This is so much stress. Like, when I'm 81, I just want to be worried about, like, what Jeopardy am I going to watch today? What piece of cake am I going to have for breakfast?
And, is, like, someone changing my diaper? Like, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, like, which cat do I want to adopt today?
No.
That is, imagine at 81 dealing with this kind of stress.
It's actually kind of scary, like.
Very scary.
This could kill him. This, like.
I mean, some people probably wish that on him.
I would be so anxious.
He's done some real fucked up shit, apparently, allegedly. Yeah. And also, Erica is still posting, having fun with it.
She doesn't give a fuck. She does not give a shit. I can't wait to see that.
But she might be in trouble with him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There was, like, some crazy meme. Hold on. I, like, have to go to her Instagram immediately because she posted some picture. And the caption was like, by appointment only. And the meme was like, Erica, it's called visiting day. Like, she's in jail. And I thought it was so funny.
She does her interviews from jail.
It really got me going. I also sent Hannah a meme the other day from Bridgerton. And it was like, fuckboys in 1812. And the caption was like, I regard you so highly, which is why I can't marry you. And I sent it to my mom. My mom has never laughed harder in her entire life. Because, like, the amount of times guys have been like, no, 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 I like you so much. That's why, like, I can't date you because, like, I don't want to hurt your feelings, you know? Like, because I, like you.
Ew,
it's the craziest thing ever.
Well, it's time to wrap up with pep talk time.
Yes, let's do it.
I have, like, a more difficult question than a fun question. So the more difficult one is it messed up to keep hanging out with a guy you have no intention of dating? So it sounds like she kind of, like, he likes her more than she likes him.
Wow, I hope I didn't sign my name with this one.
I wasn't going to say it.
Wow.
Well, it depends. Does he have intention of dating you?
Yeah. Like, are you guys just, like, chilling and, like, having sex and, like, in the talking phase? I think once it gets to him being like, hey, are you hooking up with other people? That's when you need to, like, cut it off. Because, like, if you're just fun and flirty and dating and, like, he knows you're seeing other people, then, like, whatever, you're filling your time. Like,
I'm the kind of person, though, like, if I'm having sex with someone, I want to feel like they love me. Like, I don't like
casual like, you
sex.
Can't hang out with someone in a romantic setting if you don't want to date them. Like, you just want to do it.
No, I've hung out with guys I don't want to date, but, like, I have to like them and be attracted to them. But I'm saying if you get emotionally involved with it, even if you don't want to date them, it is going to end badly always. Like, because if you're having sex all the time, you have to have some kind of trust with each other. So, like, eventually when you cut it off, it will feel like a breakup. So you can say, like, we're not dating, but, like, you are dating in a way. So there will be a breakup.
And it's also, like, it's kind of, like, the adult thing to do to be, like, it hurts, mm-hmm. but it's the adult thing to do to be, like, hey, I have no intention of dating you. I had a guy say that to me one time, and, like, in the moment I was like, you fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I went home, I was like, actually, that was, like, so big of you. Like, yeah, okay, we weren't gonna date. Like, thank you for letting me know that. Like, I'm not gonna waste my time.
And then, like, so it all listen depends. To those words. Yeah. Don't be like, oh, he's playing hard to get.
Right. He's not. He's certainly not. I think she needs to know if like this guy wants is like trying to date her, because he might be in the same boat. Like, no, I just like chilling with you.
But also remember, we're in a pandemic right now, and like we need human touch and you need human connection. So I totally understand just having like a boy toy on the side to like get attention from. And like sometimes you know it's not more than that, and it's okay to get attention sometimes and not think I need to marry this man.
I mean, she did the classic, like, she flirted herself into a relationship accidentally. Yep. You know, it's just like every month, I feel like I, you know.
But remember, all is fair in love and war, and if it's not meant for you, get out.
Yeah.
Now the fun question. If you could only have one snack the rest of your life, drunk or sober, what is that snack?
Easy peasy Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, you went sweet. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because the first thing that came into my
mind. Wait, can I guess yours?
Yeah.
One snack. Like, this is like snack that you would get at like the bodega. Like, it's sold there.
Oh. I was just thinking like, well, what I was going to say is the first thing that came to my head was cheeseburger, which is like not a snack. But I've that's ordered a meal. Cheeseburger. I have ordered cheeseburger as a side before at a restaurant. I got brunch, like an omelet, and then I was like, can I have a cheeseburger on the side? And they were like,
wait.
That was when I was in college. I was burning a lot of calories. Don't fucking judge me.
They were like, that's an entree, but sure. If that makes you feel better calling it a side.
They were like, do you want us to bring it after everyone's meal? I was like, just bring it. Shut the fuck up and bring it.
Really, the omelet was the side.
I know. What is my snack? I never eat them, but what are you going to say?
It's interesting because you're not really like a snacky person.
I'm not snacky.
But I would say pretzels or goldfish.
Ew.
Okay. Do Ew. I not know you
Those
at all?
Those are like not fun. No.
But it's like
you
snack.
Do. You do. Those were cute, but I want you to think like, Doritos.
Okay.
I love cheese puffs.
You like Cheez-Its.
But I just have to also say one more thing.
Okay.
I recorded chat room. Mm-hmm. And they had to decide which one of us were Sex and the City girls. And I got picked as Miranda. And, like, I don't know how to, like, go back there. Like, I feel like it's not a safe space for me.
Hannah?
I feel like people don't understand me. No, like, it literally happened, like, so fast. The next thing you know, I was Miranda. And, like, that's how I feel about, like, pretzel being like the most epic snack that I'd ever eat.
Hannah, I'm gonna tell you something and I want you to listen to me. Those people are not your friends. Do not ever let someone tell you that you are the Miranda. You're better than that.
Also, I was like, guys, I talk about vaginas every and dicks and farting every single episode. How am I not even a little Samantha? Also, I have two podcasts. Can I be Carrie?
Like, oh my God, I'm offended
Kate
for
you. Kate to Carrie. Portia took Samantha. And Giselle was Charlotte.
The casting's all
wrong.
And
then I was like, and they said it's because they didn't have a reason.
They did you dirty.
They said it was like because she was a lawyer. And I was like, what?
You're like, I was a college athlete. Does that not mean anything to you?
I ultimately, though, like, I try to stay healthy by not snacking and just, like, binging really hard. Are mozzarella sticks considered a snack or is that an appetizer?
Is what?
Mozzarella sticks?
No. Hannah, a snack is, like, a processed food that comes in a bag. Like, you're naming meals. That's the thing. You're not a snacker, so it's hard for you to pick. You're, like, if you're hungry, you're, like, should we order chicken melanese? Like, it's like, you're like, we should probably get the lasagna platter.
Bring
like,
me the head of a pig.
Yeah.
Like. Anyway, you guys, thank you for giggling with us today. We love you guys so, 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 so much.
Gigglers, I just want to let you know that, like, I fuck with you heavy. I can't explain it in words, but I just, like, I'm really
we
down
love
for you
guys.
Guys
so much. And let's just never stop giggling.
Bye.